welcome to episode 208 of Fly Away. We're a group of agents from Outlander Travel who get together every week to talk about all things travel. Whether you've been listening for a while or are just tuning in, we're happy you've found us. We truly believe that travel has the power to change the world, and we want to inspire others to come along with us. We chat about destinations, current events, our favorite experiences, and lots more. We love to hear your feedback and ideas for topics, so be sure to connect with us on our website, Facebook, or Twitter. My name is Elizabeth, and this week I'm joined by fellow Outlander travel agents Sandy, Lindsay, Donna, Laura, and our very special guest from rival travel agency, Paradise Found Vacations, George. George is one of our podcast's most loyal listeners, probably our actual most loyal listener.
Shout out to Scott. He's going to
All right. Sorry, Scott. So one of two of our loyal listeners and a great friend to Outlander Travel. Recently, George joined eight of us from Outlander Travel and about 400 other travel agents for our annual travel conference on board Royal Caribbean's Harmony of the Seas. Harmony of the Seas is the second largest passenger ship in the world, surpassing her older sisters Oasis and Allure of the Seas, but surpassed by her newer sister Symphony of the Seas. Harmony of the Seas has 2,747 staterooms. That's 2,747. With a wide variety of types to accommodate a double occupancy, 5,479 guests. But we know that there can be up to like 7,000 something on that ship. As the third member of the Oasis class, Harmony of the Seas is very similar to her two sister ships. However, there are some design changes and extra amenities that put this ship in a class of her own. For that reason, we thought we'd devote an episode to this amazing ship. So let's get started. So we should mention, we have talked about the Harmony of the Seas before because I got to go on her inaugural. So about almost 2 years ago, we did an episode on her, but we figured it's time to touch base again. Now that all of us have done it.
Yeah.
So maybe the first thing we should do is talk about like favorite things. So Sandy, what was your favorite thing on the Harmony of the Seas?
The drink package.
Well, you know, you can get that on any Royal Caribbean ship.
Well, I'm so glad I got it. Well worth the money. Yes.
So it totally was. I was adding up. I kind of guesstimated, and I guesstimated low.
Yeah.
And I was, I would have spent twice as much. Had I?
Yeah.
Now, I think, Lindsay, didn't you? You knew how many bars there were on board. You were trying to check them all off, right?
Yeah. There was like, it says there were like 28 or so, but I think they're counting the ones that are in the restaurants. And I don't know that I made it to all of them. So unfortunately, we're going to have to sail again, guys.
They probably were counting the ones on the suite levels too, you know,
ones that can access.
Yes, yeah. We did not have suites. Mm-hmm. So, George, what was your favorite thing on the ship?
The aqua theater.
Oh yeah,
I didn't get to see the aqua theater.
I love that area. Did you guys get to anybody besides George get to see that show? No. All right, George, you have to tell us about it.
No, I was it.
That we were working.
Right. Boom.
Put me in your
drink package. it was really good. It was different than I thought. They kind of incorporated not only the swimming and the diving, but some water, synchronized water swimmers. And they also had a slack line where the guy went not only across the pool, but then way up high toward the suites that mm-hmm. overlook. So it was pretty good. They had one swimmer actually suspended by cables, and she would kind of swing back and forth from up over the top of your heads. So it was okay, except when they dunked her in the pool and then she came up over the audience.
So Splash Zone is serious business in that theater for sure.
It's so almost fun. Like Blue Man Group.
Yeah.
And there were some little kids sitting right down in front getting drenched.
Did they love it?
They seem to.
Hey, at least it wasn't cold.
True. It wasn't paint.
Yes, it wasn't paint, exactly. Yeah, or cereal.
Did they warn the audience that you're going to get wet?
No.
You know, like at SeaWorld, they tell you over and over again?
No, but these benches were literally 6 feet from the edge of the pool. So if you sat there, you had to know you were going to get wet.
Yeah. Physics. So we had good weather. That's one thing about that that show is it may not run in poor weather. We actually, I was standing in a hallway and one of the performers came through and somebody from our group recognized him. She's seen him perform the show many times. They hadn't even performed on board yet. And she recognized him. He does the whirling dervish at the beginning, the guy who spins like forever and ever and ever. And actually once she said something to him, I recognized him as well from when I saw it a couple years ago. Because I can't imagine there's too many people in this world who can do that. So he must do it pretty regularly. But he said, yeah, the weather is beautiful tonight, so we'll get to do it. And I didn't think about that, but if their ship is rocking too much or anything, they can't do that show.
Yeah, they'll just fly right off the
It's super dangerous. I mean, it's dangerous anyway. I can't, watching them do high dives like that on that ship, you know, I know it's a big ship, but how deep can that pool really be, right? Yeah. You know, it's just crazy how high they are.
And I don't know. How deep does high dive? I mean, is it more than 9 feet for high dives, regular high dives?
I feel like, did they give you any statistics, George, during the show? I don't remember.
No, but Discovery did a show called Mighty Ships quite a few years ago on Oasis, and they talked all about the pool and how the platform goes up and down and how deep it was. But it's pretty deep.
Yeah, it's a few stories. I mean, it's a really deep pool. So I guess it's on deck 8, right? Deck 8? Our memory serves.
It's on the same deck as
the Boardwalk
Rockets, which was
six.
Yeah. Oh, 8 is Central Park. Yeah. 6. Yeah. So I would venture to say that it goes down at least 3 decks. That pool does, but I don't know that for sure. Don't quote me on it. But yeah, it's super deep, and it has a cover on it. So at some points, you know, they'll be diving into it, and then the next minute they'll be dancing on it, and you're like, wait a minute, there was just water there, and you don't notice the pool cover.
I'm mad that I missed that.
Sandy, that's it. We're going back.
Yeah. You're going to be on the Symphony of the Seas, right?
Yes.
You should be able to see
I will make a priority. Yeah. I'll make it a priority.
Make sure you get an early dining time then so you can actually go.
I just won't eat. That's it.
Yeah. Have to, that's one thing that I think we all noticed is if your dining time is right around 8 o'clock,
yeah,
it's actually kind of hard to get to the shows unless if you're eating in the dining room, you might be able to. You guys ate in the dining room more than I did.
That's why I missed the fine line.
Was still dining room. Yeah, okay. Yeah. So yeah, you just have to really pay attention.
The other thing though, is that we were in workshops when they were doing earlier shows.
Right.
True. Yeah.
So the average passenger, if they chose a late dining time, could see the show earlier.
Yep. Yes, we were working all the time.
Lindsay was working on finding all the bars.
I obviously failed at that.
And it is, we were there for a conference, so there were things that we definitely
We definitely couldn't do like matinee stuff.
Yeah. Sure. Yeah.
No, and there are more shows. That's a good thing to talk about. Like I wasn't expecting there to be quite as many show options each night as there were, because we're kind of trained by most cruise lines, you have your one show, you know, one show a night, but Royal seems to have, there's something going on kind of in every corner of the ship.
Well, they have to do that because of so many people on board. You know, wonder, you can't fit 7,000 people into one theater.
But they also had, like, did anyone, I'm really sad I missed the Hideaway Heist. That was another Aqua show that was like just one day, one matinee, and they did the same thing with the ice show. There was one day where there was a matinee that was an ice show, but it was the performers had more liberty to do kind of to show off their best moves, things that weren't choreographed. And I really wish that I had gotten to go to those two, because I feel like that's probably where they get to show off and show all the cool things that might not fit into the program, but.
Yeah.
There were definitely, I loved Columbus. I'm so glad we got to go see that. It
I love so, that one too.
So campy and
So before we go too much into the other theater, Laura, what was your favorite thing about the ship?
I bet none of you can guess.
It was your balcony.
I loved having that balcony.
Yeah.
I miss that balcony. I come stare out the window of my house.
It's not the same, is it?
No, it's not. And I mean, I just loved it. I loved everything about it. I can't, you know, my family's budget is not in the highest bracket of budgets, but I can't urge people enough to, if they can even come close to affording it, to take that benefit. And I mean, I loved coming back there and having, I would come through Central Park and I'd stop at Central Park Cafe and pick up soup and salad and go and have my lunch there and have breakfast there and sunrise and the sunset. And you could sit out there and it was, that you could either have shade or sun. The chairs were super comfortable. You could hear the waves. It was just amazing. I love that. It was the best part of the trip for me, was that balcony.
Donna?
You know, and I just think, you know, especially if your family that has small children with you, that, you know, they could sleep inside and you guys could sit outside and share a glass of wine or just have some alone time. I just think it's, you know, or if one child's an early riser, you could sit out there with them. The other thing I was really impressed with, and I even talked about in the Facebook Live, is that there was plexiglass from the absolute bottom all the way up. So if you had a toddler, you're not worried about, you know, them being out there. They could be right on that plexiglass. It wasn't like there was any, you know, slits or anything like that. So
yeah.
I felt very safe out there and could see it really kind of giving the family a little bit of space and a little bit of outdoor space. And so...
And it also, the plexiglass lets the toddler see,
yes.
So they don't try to climb it, you know?
Right.
So, yeah.
Yep.
That's right, and coupled with that, I loved being on the eighth. My room was on the, I called it the eighth floor, but that's not the right thing. It's
deck.
The eighth, well,
deck.
Deck, yeah. Yeah, that's it, the deck. Because we're on a ship.
Yes.
So it's a deck.
not a boat.
On the eighth deck, I loved going in there first thing in the morning. You know, and it's really quiet. Sometimes during the day, if I would go through, there'd be, especially on a couple of the port days, there are people who didn't want to go in there just playing cards. Or I saw a couple who's chronologically gifted. I won't say they're old. Chronologically gifted. And at first they were reading together. And then I came back a couple hours later and they were playing, looked like double solitaire together. And then I came back an hour later, and they had their lunch out in front of them. You could tell they had just kind of enjoyed, you know, and there's nice benches there and tree places. And then at night, it really gets amazing, you know, with all the different classical music players out there. It's like a, you know, that ship is busy.
Yeah.
It's a busy ship. And Central Park is always like the calm.
Yes. Yeah. It is.
Yeah.
Even when it's busy in Central Park, it still feels quiet and relaxed. Yeah. It's one of my favorite places on the Oasis class ships. I always end up there. I will literally make an effort to go elsewhere and I just get drawn back to Central Park. It's so relaxing. And I
talked to a couple of people who had balconies in Central Park and they said they loved opening their doors at night and just hearing the music, you know, come in. It was just, they love that as a couple, you know, that, and they love just, you know, that they're getting ready for bed, just kind of having that music come in. So,
yeah, pretty lights too. It has a great feel to it. And it never felt, I guess there were quite a few, but it never felt, even when there were quite a few people, it never felt really crowded.
Right.
Or, you know, kind of like the Royal Promenade has a tendency, if you know, the parade's going on and there's a bunch of other stuff going on and there's a bunch of people congregated in that area, it can feel a little bit, maybe like you could really feel the people there more, but I just didn't feel that presence in the Central Park area.
Yeah. I think it sort of encourages people to be relaxed and quiet. And so it just sets a different mood. Whereas the Promenade is like a shopping mall. So it encourages of, you know,
well, and it's amazing too, with all the trees and I mean, you feel like you're in a neighborhood. You don't feel like you're on a ship.
And those are the real plants too. Mm-hmm. It's not like they've got plastic plants all over the place. It's real really garden.
Nice. And even when it was warm out, you could come down there and they've got some nice little shaded areas. You think I'm on a ship and they have shaded areas, but you know, they have nice park benches and little arbors and you could sit there and have an afternoon cocktail or, you know, just kind of a conversation with a friend. And there were not as many of those around the ship to be found. So I love that too.
Yeah. It should be said though, that it is a place where you might not feel like you're on a ship, which could be a good or a bad thing. But you know, I think if you go on a cruise, part of what you want is that sort of, I want to feel like I'm on the ocean. And because you're enclosed inside of a park.
Well, I think part of the appeal, though,
when I say that out loud,
you know, because I get a lot of like extended family requests mm-hmm. where they, to please the kids, they're going to go on the ship with all this stuff, mm-hmm. and then they're like cringing at the thought, you mm-hmm. know. Okay. So this is perfect for that because you can get away from that. Mm-hmm. You don't have to worry; the kids will not be yeah. bored.
Mm-hmm. And there are places where you can go. I mean, because I did kind of get that feeling in several in the main areas of the Harmony, where you kind of feel like you're not on a ship. It doesn't feel like you're on a ship because you're so inside. It's cool, but it's a different feeling. Mm-hmm. But at the same time, yeah, I mean, if you're one of that person that needs to have that, I mean, get the boardwalk balcony, and then you can see out, you can see beyond the boardwalk. You can get mm-hmm. one of the aft, get the ocean balcony, so you can see out there, you know,
yeah.
so that you can still see the water. Or if we were on a normal vacation type cruise, I feel like I would have felt like it was more like a ship, because I would have been up in the solarium every day. Mm-hmm. But
yeah,
yeah, cool. we were inside for meetings a lot. So Donna, what was your favorite thing about the ship?
Well, I have to go with the room too, because we were in meetings all the time and we were constantly being surrounded with lots of people. I loved that I had this little space that was just for me, because I was a single person in one of those little single rooms, and it was my own space that I could just get away and take a nap. Or close my blinds so I feel like I'm in a cave.
Mm-hmm. It was my closet under the stairs. I had one of those rooms too, and I was like, "This is yes, Harry Potter."
But it was great because it was on the fourth deck, which was basically right where everything was. So it was very centrally located, and it was made for one person.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
So if you're a single person that you want to go out and take a cruise, the Oasis class has this option for you, and it's you're not paying for two spaces in a for one room. You're paying for a single person in a single room.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, and it doesn't feel, I thought I was really worried I was going to feel like I was actually in a closet. There's so much more space mm-hmm. in there, and it's such a well planned out use of the space that is there. That I think it feels bigger than it is, how everything is set up. And I would strongly encourage, I'm so glad that I went with the Ocean View studio, mm-hmm. if you're going to do a studio, because to be able to sit there and you're kind of, you know, and that window is so big and mm-hmm. kind of almost feel like, it made me feel like when I was a little kid, and I didn't sit in the windowsill, but I had that window seat.
Yes.
Feeling.
Yeah.
I sat in the windowsill.
Yeah.
And it was awesome.
Yeah.
I did. I was worried about the.
So George, your cabin was different than all of ours. You had a window that overlooked. Was it the promenade or was it the Central Park?
We had a Central Park view.
Okay.
I believe if you look at the deck plan, we were probably right above 150 Central Park. Because every so often we'd hear the crew singing "Happy Birthday" to someone.
Okay, so we've talked about the rooms quite a bit, but let's talk about some of the other features. I mean, this is a big ship, so there's lots and lots of things to do. I think one of the things that I know some of us tried, and us meaning not me, is the Abyss. Did you tried that?
Yeah, yes.
What'd you think?
It was cool.
So what is it? You have to tell us.
Okay, so if you see a picture of this ship, it's that big fishy thing off the back that is like you climb into the mouth and you do the big slides going down. And it's not a water slide. It's a dry slide. So you sit in like a pouch kind of mat thing. And yeah, so it's just a really big slide, basically. It's fun. It's cool. It's a big tube.
It's dark inside, right?
Yeah, they have like flashing lights and stuff. I wouldn't run up and down and do it over and over again, but kids might.
It's very.
But it goes like six stories, yeah. Eight stories, doesn't it?
Yeah, but you don't feel like it because you're in a tube. You know, like it's not like you can see stuff while you're going around and around. You just know you're in a tube. So.
Yeah. I think it's one of those things that looks way more intimidating from the outside.
Yeah, not scary.
Yeah,
at all,
everybody right. who did it was like, that was just kind of a slide. And I'm like, yeah. Okay. But I still couldn't do it. I couldn't bring myself to actually do it.
You know what we didn't have, though, was a teenager or a tween perspective. Because
I really, yeah. I almost was talked into doing it because Sandy said she was going to meet me up there. And so I got ready and I went. But then she had other plans. But then I was like, what do I do with my stuff? This is the problem with being old. When you're a teenager and you're young and you're fluid and you don't carry a cell phone and you don't have to have anything with you, it's easier to just jump on and do stuff like that. So I didn't notice. Were there any – this is where my question is going. Danny, were there lockers or anything up there to put your
– No.
No, you wouldn't want to slide with anything you have. Now, they did tell me
– You have to wear a t-shirt, though.
Yeah, they tell you to wear a t-shirt so you don't, your arms don't hit the side. I feel like they told me to tuck my lanyard in or something or hold it. I can't remember. So they wouldn't want you with a huge bag or something like that. Yeah. But, I mean, my cell phone was in my pocket. It wasn't.
Oh, okay. So you did go down with your phone.
Yeah, and you're sitting in a little potato sack, so you could tuck stuff down in there too, you know.
Yeah, you could actually do it with a purse because you could put it down by your feet.
Oh, well, see, I wish I'd known that.
Yeah. And Anna went down with the GoPro on. Yeah, it wasn't on, but... You know,
just turn it on when she got out.
I have like 30 pictures of us trying to figure out whether the GoPro was on or not. It was us looking down at the GoPro, taking pictures of ourselves, not knowing what we were doing. So yeah, that was classic. But yeah, it was just one of those things where I walked away and forgot to tell them how to turn it on. So they had to try and figure it out and they were wrong. There's two buttons and they picked the wrong one. So, but you know, it happens. So, but she did go down with it strapped to her chest and they didn't have any problem with it. You cannot wear a GoPro going on the zip line, however, because they're worried that if it falls off, if apparently the camera falls in the slide, it's just going to go all the way down to the bottom and it won't hurt anybody.
Right.
But if it falls off of you while you're ziplining across the deck, you might take out somebody on the third deck.
So does the zip line, what does it go across?
So it's the same floor as the abyss starts. So what, 15 or something?
Is it across the boardwalk?
Yeah, it goes across. It's a pool deck, isn't it? Isn't there a pool underneath?
Yeah. Yeah, well, it goes across the pool deck, the activity deck. I think it's the same deck because the two flow riders are right there, mm-hmm. parallel, and the abyss is in the middle. And then that whole deck back there, there's a giant mini golf.
Yes.
It's also the zip lining.
Yeah. So that's where the zip line, I think it kind of goes across that area.
Yeah, so it is it's technically over the boardwalk because it's at the back of the ship.
It is.
Yeah.
Yep.
Yeah.
But that was such a cool area. If you have teens or you have kids, that's where they're going to be the entire cruise. You're never going to have a problem finding, because that's where the arcade was. That's where the teen club was. That's where the mini bites with the ice cream on both sides, which they had strawberry soft serve, which I did not get to get. But honestly, I don't think I've ever seen strawberry soft serve on a ship before.
Yeah.
Usually strawberry vanilla or chocolate vanilla twist.
Because really, chocolate is all you need. I mean, why get fancy?
Really?
Just eat chocolate.
Or vanilla.
Okay, Michelob.
So, well, this
they
probably...
make a Michelob Ultra flavor ice
cream? it's water flavor. So this is a good time to talk about the pools on the ship, because I think this is one place where you might be a little disappointed. Is
pool soup?
The pools. Well, instead of one big pool, there's lots of little pools, which makes sense on a cruise ship. You can't really have a big pool. It would be sort of like, you know, really sloshy and stuff. But there's lots of little pools, and they do tend to fill up with people, and they're spread out all over the place. So pluses and minuses. I mean, lots of pools, but all very small. And they do actually have a dive program on the ship where you can become certified while you're on the ship, which is really cool. And they use one of the pools for that. But they tend to use it in odd hours. Like, I saw them there very early in the morning. Yeah. So
very early in the morning.
Yeah.
Well, and the other thing is the hot tubs weren't really that hot.
Oh, I didn't know.
They were.
Like an hour and a half and be totally fine.
They were hot
during the hard. Like when it was 87, they were really hot. They were really hot. That's when I was getting in, and I'm like, what the heck?
I really love the solarium. The one night we got to go down there, Donna, at night when there's pretty much no one there.
Yeah, there was three of us down there, and that's it.
Yeah, and that's so in the solarium, there are hot tubs, but there's no pool. So also a thing to know.
That surprised me.
Yeah, that surprised me as well. Yeah.
We got a tour of the area by a teenager who was talking about how, well, this is supposed to be adults only.
But I'm here.
How cool.
They do have like we used to call them mist makers, but it's like, you know, when you're in a running race, after the running race, you could kind of run through, but they have some of those mist units around.
Mm-hmm.
So if you right there in the solarium.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. They were bright green. They look
So they must be on during the day. So I was back at night, so it was probably...
Yeah, but if you're up there during the day and you're kind of sunning up there because it is the adult-only, you know, area, you can use that to cool off. And there's also some outdoor showers, but you can use that to kind of cool off or, you know, kind of get the yuckiness off you for a little bit.
One other thing that was really cool, and I'm sorry if we're going to talk about this later, but I liked how the nightlife moved around, how the theme parties were in different areas each night. So it was kind of like a roving nightclub.
Mm-hmm. There were theme parties?
Yeah.
You were asleep, Laura. It's good.
You were asleep, Laura.
It was like late night.
I didn't go to sleep till like quarter of one. I just wasn't out at the theme party.
Oh, okay. Okay. Yeah, they have a 90s party, and they had, I think they had an 80s party, didn't they? And
well, I don't know if this shifted. We kept catching like the red party, the white party.
Oh, yes. Yeah.
And we were never dressed appropriately.
Yeah. I think like,
the allure of the season is the one with the decades. They do the decade parties on that one, I think.
Yeah, they had a party in the like ice skating rink club, and then one night we were up on the solarium and there was like a dance party going.
Yeah, actually, when we were on the Oasis went for a Christmas cruise years ago, they did the glow party in the ice rink.
Now I will say, if you want to feel like you're old and you don't know anything about music now, go to one of those parties.
And you can tell how many decades you've been on this earth.
What's
you can
that?
Tell by how many decades you've been on this earth by how many songs go by in between the songs.
And I have teenagers who make me listen to stuff, but I mean, the boys listen to stuff I like, so I already know their stuff. And then, you know, Ellie does more of the mainstream, but none of it was stuff I knew. And they only played like 20-second snippets. I mean, you want to talk about ADD? It was hard.
Sandy was in full old lady mode. She
couldn't get off of my lawn.
Can we just hear the whole song, please? I know this one.
Play the whole song.
Did you do the silent disco?
No, what was that?
Oh, the silent disco is the best. I don't know where it was because I did it on the inaugural Harmony, but I know it happened because I heard people talking
about
it.
I've done it at Bonnaroo.
Yeah, it was
in the attic.
Yeah, I think you're right. I think you're right.
And so it was a party.
They've also done it. When I did the inaugural, they were upstairs, like on the, I don't even know where, the 16th deck somewhere that I didn't even see on this cruise. That's the other thing about a ship this big is it's really easy to miss half the ship while you're, but they actually have two DJs playing two different types of music. So one was playing much more contemporary dance music. The other one was playing like hair bands and 80s rock and stuff. So, and it's funny because every now and then, like one of them played Bon Jovi. And so half the room will start singing along with these headphones on. So if you're not listening on the headphones, you can hear them singing to Bon Jovi, but you can tell that half the people in the room are not listening to that same song because they're not singing. But it's pretty fun. It was really fun. I love a silent disco. It's the perfect introvert disco. You know, it's wonderful. It's nice and quiet. If you take the headphones off, it's nice and quiet. Yeah, you can just chill out. Then you can put the headphones on and jam it out. And then you can take the headphones off again. It's fantastic. So, okay, well, we need to talk about food because it's getting to the 30-minute mark here.
And that was my favorite thing we never got to. My favorite thing was the specialty dining.
Oh, did I not ask you your favorite thing yet, Lindsay? Oh, Lindsay, I know, you just don't, what is your favorite thing? I'm sorry, I thought I was doing really well.
Elizabeth.
What was your favorite thing, Lindsay?
You really don't even have to ask. It's always going to be the food.
Well, sometimes it's the spa. So
sometimes it is the spa.
Yeah, not this case, but the food. The food, the specialty dining. I really, really, I loved Wonderland so much. I ate there twice.
Yeah. So I do want to talk about Wonderland, but I do want to say that, and I've said this before, I really feel strongly that the specialty dining on Royal Caribbean is so good that it's worth paying for a dining package or something. It really is worth it.
I don't think I could do it without the dining package.
Yeah. Because the dining room also tends to serve the same thing over and over again. Not exactly, but tends to.
Yeah.
So if you are at all a foodie,
there's a lot to choose from.
Too. Yeah. Tons. So you can eat at a different specialty restaurant every night and still not eat at all of them. So, okay. So let's talk about Wonderland because we know George is such a foodie. He loves all kinds of weird food. So George, what did you think about Wonderland?
I got dragged into that.
Did you enjoy it at all?
Oh, I actually loved it. Yeah. I'm just a meat and potatoes, I'd rather have fried chicken and meatloaf.
I think you had mean potatoes.
Johnny Rockets. Johnny
Rockets. Yeah, I guess we made amends later by Laura inviting him to Johnny Rockets. Yeah. So,
we went in and we had a really good serving staff. The waiter we had was really good, and we let him pick. Sandy, I think, what did we just pick? Entrees? He took care of everything else?
Yeah, because two of the people were being difficult. I'm just kidding.
Yes.
Were you one of them?
Chip had allergies, so that's okay.
Okay.
She was kind of picky.
Yeah. Terry's like, no peppers or onions. I'm like, what?
Half the menu.
Yeah, I know.
Yeah, it did. So yeah. He brought out a few things. I guess my favorite, the entrees, all of them were excellent. We ended up sharing all those. So they were all really good. And the smoked eggs were amazing.
Yeah, they were awesome.
Smoked eggs. Did you have the shrimp thing, shrimp appetizer?
So good. I don't do shrimp, but I think he brought it out.
Coconut shrimp? We specifically asked him for it.
Yeah. If you didn't need it.
And it had spicy.
Yeah.
Had something spicy underneath it. Did you have the one with the lime or in the limes, served in the limes?
No.
It had like lime sorbet on top. Mm-hmm. And then inside it was like a spicy, was it a spicy tuna? It was so good. Whatever it was.
Something like that, yeah.
Combination of flavors, your palate getting cleansed, and then it's like this explosion happens in your mouth, and it was such a cool. I don't know. That was
my favorite was the dessert.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Oh darn! Imagine that. Yeah. I mean, they had this sorbet thing with raspberries, and it was just amazing. It just made my tongue be very happy.
Mm-hmm. That's funny because that's what they brought Chip, who was like, you know, dairy free and all that, and. We had all this awesome looking dessert, and they just kind of put that sorbet in front of him, and we're like, ha-ha. But now you're saying it was really good.
You probably ruined it for him.
I know.
But that's actually a good thing to bring up, too, because you are with somebody with a pretty severe allergy. A dairy allergy is kind of mm-hmm. hard to accommodate because there's milk in so many things.
And he was also gluten-free.
Mm-hmm.
Dairy, yeah. Eggs, and gluten.
Yeah, so, and they accommodated him pretty well on the cruise, don't you think?
Yes.
I mean, he's not here to speak for it, but.
And this is the other thing. If you're really not there to, you don't necessarily want to go to the restaurant itself. You can sit at the bar and have a drink and just order dessert or just an appetizer. And you can do that. And you don't necessarily have to do the full package.
Mm-hmm. I'm surprised though, because I think part of that restaurant is the experience. I think you should.
Mm-hmm. I'm sure the bar provides. I actually wish I'd had time to try the bar because I didn't get a chance to go to the restaurant. And I really wish I had a chance to go to the bar. But I suppose I could have had the chance to go to the bar, but I decided to sleep instead. So lame. But
you went to a different bar.
Yeah. But I'm sure there's an experience at the bar too.
So I did go into the bar the second night I was there. We went into the bar thinking we were just going to have a drink at the bar, that they weren't going to be able to get us in. Cause the first night I ate there was with a group of 12 people. It was kind of cool. I think I've tried everything on the menu now. Because we had so many people that they just brought us out everything mm-hmm. in multiples. And then the second time I went, I kind of cleared up the last two things I hadn't gotten to try.
Check things off your list.
Yeah,
the bar was really neat. There were five specialty drinks that you could only get at the bar, and they were really, really good. And you do not need to have a reservation to drink at the bar, which is good to know if you just want a little cocktail. But they had this drink that was the Rolling Stone, illegal. It's mezcal, honey lemon, and cucumber juices, yogurt mix, and basil leaves. Donna had it, and she let me have a sip, so then I was enticed into getting my own, so I didn't drink all hers, but it was really good.
For which she is very grateful, I'm sure.
Yes.
That sounds kind of horrible.
It was so good, but it was so refreshing.
Refreshing.
Yeah.
Okay. Maybe if you swap the mezcal for, like, gin?
I know, I think that's, as soon as you say mezcal, there's, like, it's kind of, that's one of those drinks that gives people flashbacks, so.
A prom night.
Yes. Really?
Kidding.
I had two of the dream catchers Elizabeth, you probably would like that. That's Maker's Mark Bourbon and Grand Marnier Blackberry Brandy.
Oh,
and
yeah.
Orange cheeses with simple syrup. It was very tasty.
Yeah, that's right up my alley.
But there was such a great presentation with a lot of those dishes, like with the egg dish that he mentioned, you know, comes out with the glass holding in the smoke.
Yeah.
So, you know, and that's kind of I like to call it like dinner theater almost. You're kind of everything.
Is it a hard boiled egg?
It's like a deviled egg.
Deviled eggs.
Yeah.
But they have like this smoke infused flavor, and they bring it out on this plate with like a glass dome over it. And when they lift it up, the smoke you can always tell when someone at a table near you is getting their eggs. You know,
it's like, yeah. It's all very fancy.
They're really good.
Yeah. Then they have the deconstructed olive. I know George talked to me about that one. I had forgotten about it.
I'm not an olive fan, but that did not turn to me. That was good.
Well, they had deconstructed tomatoes.
That tomato water was so good. Mm-hmm. Like the shot in the... The test tube.
Yeah,
the test tube. I had to look up the menu to see that. It was the shrimp katafi with crispy crumbs and scotch bonnet.
That's definitely spicy. Yeah. Wow.
It was so good. If I could make that and the Oceana citrus, the Oceanic citrus was the other one with spicy tuna and the yuzu granny. And I know that Andy Jackson's going to listen to this and be like, why can't you pronounce any of that? But it was very, very tasty. If I could make those at home, I guarantee I'd be eating that every week for sure.
Yeah. So that's probably the featured specialty restaurant, but there are several others. So if your taste do not run to the exotic, because I think Wonderland would classify as a little weird, a little exotic. There is a steakhouse. There's Jamie's Italian, which is really very good, and they make fresh pasta. So if you are, if you're jonesing for some fresh homemade pasta, which is something you can't just get everywhere unless you live in New York City, then or Italy, then that's a great place to get it. And then the 150, what is it? 150 Garden Grill, is that what it's called? Or 150?
150 Park Place, not
Garden. Is it Park Place?
150 Park. It's not Garden Grill, that's also Disney.
Yeah, but Park Place is also, I want to say it's like maybe Garden something. But anyway,
I thought it was 150 Central Park.
150 Central Park? Oh, well, that's super easy. So we're just trying, yeah. So that actually is a very good restaurant that's often overlooked. So if you're looking for something and are having trouble finding reservations, that's always a good place to check. And they're really, really good.
The Japanese steakhouse we ate at the last night was the best sushi.
Yep.
Oh my God.
And that restaurant has two sides, so it has the hibachi side and the sushi side.
That was some really good sushi. Ridiculously good.
That hibachi side is really tiny. I can't imagine that. I mean, it must sell out all the time because it only had two tables in it.
That was all there was?
Yeah, the other side was all. Two hibachi tables, but they were, well, there are four tables really. There's four grills. And I guess there were 2, 4, 6, 8 people that could be seated each one.
Yeah.
So.
Well, yeah. I don't know, but the sushi it was really good.
Yeah, it was really good.
So did you eat the Mexican restaurant one night?
Yeah, we did.
Yeah.
Lindsay and I ate there with my friend Terry, and it was really good. The guacamole was good. The margaritas were good.
Best guacamole in there.
Yeah.
Oh, that was so good. I was really pleasantly surprised with that because I was kind of thinking, it can be hard to do Mexican food.
Right, and the menu is like quesadillas, you know, so you're like, why is there an upcharge for this? But it was good.
You can take a guacamole class and actually with a margarita tasting. It's an upcharge, but they give you the recipe for the guacamole so you can take it home. And I've made it a couple times and people just absolutely fawn over.
I am kind of a master guacamole person, and I make really good guacamole from my Pampered Chef days.
The gauntlet has been thrown. So I think everybody in Outlander Travel and George needs to come over. And everybody bring their guacamole recipe, and I will test them all and let you know who makes the best guacamole. That is what I will do.
Have any of you guys done Sabor on a different ship?
Yes.
Because it's quite a bit different, at least the menu.
Really?
Yes, me too. Because I'm looking at the Harmony menu, and it's really small compared to Sabor on Freedom.
Yes.
Interesting. Yeah, I mean, it was like tacos and quesadillas.
Well, did you have lunch or dinner there?
Dinner.
Oh, really?
And I want to say it was like $20 for the charge. It was, it was definitely not a free dining place, but it was good. It was a good meal.
So Robin and I went to Johnny Rockets for lunch one day when everybody else was at Port. And I know George and Laura, you went there for dinner. Yeah.
Had the best BLT in the whole world.
She did rave about
that. Oh my God. It was so, I'm not much, this is going to sound weird, but burgers are not my first choice, but they have grilled cheese. Mm-hmm. They have BLTs. I think they had some chicken sandwiches.
Yeah.
And I think it was $11.68 extra, but it's all you can eat. Mm-hmm. So you can choose anything you want, and they just keep bringing it.
Including the shakes, right? Including the milkshakes.
No.
Oh, okay.
No. The milkshakes were, they were buy one, get one half price.
Okay.
But we both had the drink package, so they were free with the drink package.
Okay.
There was some weirdness that went on with our Bill.
Yeah.
She tried to tell George that the first one was free in the drink package, the second one was 50% off, so he'd have to pay $3 or something. 50% of nothing is nothing.
It's nothing.
And we went around and around, and we probably just like, it's $3, just leave it alone. But the French fries were good. The onion, but the BLT was huge. Had tons, and I said, I like really crispy bacon and a lot of lettuce, and I don't like my bread toasted. And she did me right.
Great.
Oh, wow.
So, that's awesome.
I should have had a BLT. I got a burger and fries I think Johnny Rockets is a great fit for a cruise ship, because usually by the end of a week of eating decadent or really, really, different types of food, I'm ready for like burger and fries or PB&J or something.
Yep.
Just chicken nuggets. Give me some regular, chicken nuggets, something. So the one thing I didn't have on this cruise was I didn't have pizza.
Did you not have pizza the first day with us when we first got on the ship?
Oh, yeah. I did. I guess I did. I'm sorry. I totally lied. Yeah, I did.
Yeah.
The first day.
I actually...
In the English pub and drinking beer and...
Having pizza.
Pizza.
That's right.
I love the pizza on the Oasis class ships. Yeah. It's so good. And so it's sort of a tradition for me now to get pizza as soon as I get on board, because it's right there. I don't like going up to the buffet because everybody and their brother is up in the buffet. Mm-hmm. And then I make sure that I get the pizza, because later on in the cruise, I don't take the time to go to the pizza place for some reason.
That's
so
a good idea.
Probably why I thought there was no pizza on the ship, because we had it the first day and then didn't have pizza for the rest of the, but I did have a hot dog on the boardwalk, which is really good. The hot dogs were really good.
I missed those. Yeah.
You did have two, George? What kind did you have? Did you just have plain ones, or did you have fancy ones?
Yeah, I had the Coney Island ones.
Yeah,
they were good.
Yep.
That was good. I probably should have squeezed in another time to go back there and get another hot dog.
I was tempted. Honestly, it was between that and Johnny Rockets for our lunch that day, and we just decided we wanted to sit somewhere, and I don't regret my choice, but I did look longingly at the hot dog stand several times.
Was the hot dog extra?
No,
the hot dogs are free. Yeah.
No, they had quite a few options there. It's not typical, this is the only kind of hot dog you can get. There were quite a few choices, so.
Yeah, they had hot dogs, they had sausages, I think they had brats. Yeah. So there were some good choices. And with us having lunch at noon and dinner at 8, 5 o'clock, I'm ready for something.
Need a little snack. Absolutely.
Yeah.
So especially if you're going to have a cocktail or two before.
Yeah.
You need something to kind of absorb that. I learned to love Sabora? What was it?
Sabora?
The pizza place.
Or Sparo.
Sorrento's.
Because they had the pizza, which was actually, I'm not a big pizza girl, but their hot cheese pizza right out of the oven was really, really good. But then they have like a little kind of Italian salad bar right there where they have fresh mozzarella and mixed greens, marinated mushrooms, olives, and I was thinking if you had somebody who was kind of either vegetarian or something, that little salad bar is a really nice, it's got really unusual stuff, but it's all really tasty. And that makes marinated asparagus, that made a really nice option also. I whizzed by there a couple times.
What was the cafe in Central Park called? I grabbed the – I love their to-go sandwiches.
Yeah, Park Cafe.
Park Cafe. A couple times I got their to-go sandwiches. And
Their salads were good too.
Yeah, I like those a lot more than I like the, like, the buffet just didn't do anything for me at lunchtime.
Okay, yeah, guys. They have roast beef on whack there.
On what?
On whack.
It's
W-E-C-K.
And they dip it.
No. It's roast beef. The whack is a kind of roll, and it's from Buffalo, New York.
Oh.
And it's a hard roll with caraway and cubes of salt on it.
Hmm.
And so they put the roast beef on there, and then they put a horseradish sauce or a pickled mustard sauce on there with it. But they also put the gravy. Down's right. They also put the gravy. So there was this big, like, make your own. It wasn't really make your own, but like a salad bar where they would put all the things in there, and then a chopped salad behind there. And then at the end of the row, there was a to-go salad place. And it's kind of nice because you've got little baby refrigerators in your room. So they, in that to-go thing, they had a Greek salad, a chef salad, like a grilled chicken salad. They had a Thai noodle salad that had shrimp on it. But then my favorite was that it had like Granny Smith and Pink Lady apples in it with a yogurt and fresh walnuts. And I grabbed a couple of those and kept them in my room for, you know, like Donna was saying, afternoons when you go back and take a nap, but you wanted a little something before you went and had a drink. And I just kept those in my room for that. And it was really good.
Did we have refrigerators in the studios?
Yes, we did. They were in the closet by the door. Yep.
That's what I, okay. I think
they were not big.
Okay, so I hate to break up the party, but we're over time, and all we've talked about are cabins and food. But we're going to have to call it quits because Heidi won't forgive us. So I am going to have to call it. This is our show for this week. Thank you for hanging out with us. We would love for you to share your life-changing travel moments with us on our Facebook page. You can find us on Facebook as Fly Away or from the podcast page on outlandertravel.com. Please be sure to subscribe to us and leave a review in iTunes, Stitcher, or wherever you get your podcasts. We'd love to hear from you. On behalf of Laura, Sandy, Lindsay, Donna, and our very special guest, George.
Yay, George!
And myself, Elizabeth, thank you for joining us this week, and we'll see you next time. Gotta fly!